Townhall.com.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. I've been thinking, why does it feel like losing weight is harder than ever before? Mixed messages, fad diets, and quick fix solutions. Many people are left stuck and exhausted, trying to fight a battle they can't seem to win. If you feel this way, you're not alone. I used to feel that way too. But let me tell you, it's not your fault. Your body is actually actively working against you. I know this from personal experience. And delaying action only makes it harder. I took a step 2 years ago and called PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition, and I lost 40 pounds. I feel great, and I've kept it all off. If you are ready to make a change for your life, call 864-502-1777. That is 864-502-1777 to schedule your weight loss consultation. The first 11 callers who mention healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Call 864-505-1777. And mention the word healthy. Visit them at myphdweightloss.com. That is my PhD weight loss.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. The city of Annapolis is warning drivers about a parking fine scam that's making the rounds. Police have been hearing from residents who say they're receiving text messages saying they owe money for parking violations. The city says it does not use text or emails to collect parking fees. Anyone who has been scammed or has received a similar text or email is asked to call Annapolis Police. The Baltimore City Council has passed a resolution that calls on the Public Service Commission to stop BGE's planned 2026 utility rate hikes. Council President Zeke Cohen says he's proud that the resolution unanimously passed, saying enough is enough. The resolution follows a public hearing last week when the council heard from residents who said their gas and electric bills are unmanageable. Cohen says he plans to speak with the PSC regarding the proposed rate increase in a few weeks. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barrowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barrowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
The Maryland Home and Garden and Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds, Cow Palace and Exhibition Hall. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with more than 400 trusted local experts. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today, or just stop by the store nearest you.
Listen every Sunday morning from 6:05 to 6:20 a.m. from the internationally known St. Jude Shrine in Baltimore. St. Jude is the patron saint of despair in hopeless cases. Sunday morning from 6:05 to 6:20 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Exhibition baseball for you this afternoon in Sarasota as the O's and Tigers tangle at 105. Charlie Morton and yesterday's scheduled starter Dean Kramer will take the hill. In the next couple days, we'll see the spring debut of Japanese import, the highly touted Tomoyuki Sugano. The crafty right-hander impressing his pitching coach, Drew French.
It's everything that was advertised when we, you know, started vetting him in free agency.
Sugano, an 8-time All-Star in the Nippon Baseball League and a 2-time winner of what is the equivalent to the Japanese Cy Young Award. Meanwhile, Birds and Nats have agreed now to play an exhibition game in D.C. It'll be March 24th at 1:05 p.m. It'll mark the first time since 2009 the two teams will play their exhibition finale against one another. Maryland men's basketball took another leap in the week's AP Top 25. Terps now up to number 16 in the country. Head coach Kevin Willard extolling the virtues of his big power forward, Julian Reese.
I don't think enough people are talking about Julian Reese's. Like, he's my safety blanket. At any time, I feel confident I can come down and throw him the basketball. And he has been as consistent as any big guy in this league.
Reese now 14 points, 9.5 rebounds per game, shooting 59% from the field, 41 block shots. Terps host 8th-ranked Michigan State Spartans on Wednesday night. Coming up in 30 minutes, a local college baseball team's losing streak finally comes to an end. And that is Stein on Sports.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
At 11:07, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Whatever you need to get done this week, the weather's looking good, except for Thursday, we may see some rain. 62 the high today, 60 tomorrow. Scattered showers Thursday, 62 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 47 degrees in Bel Air, 50 in Halethorpe, and 50 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasic Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning, good morning. Ben, I gotta ask you, if you're just joining us, where the heck have you been today? All right, around 9:35, we spoke to Delegate Mark Fisher about House Bill 380. And again, that's the bill that passed the House. It's now going to the Senate, and that will put, I guess you could say, it would decriminalize putting vending machines in elementary schools where they will sell condoms to kindergartners and all those within the elementary schools. So yes, we talked to Delegate Mark Fisher about this. He is as appalled as the rest of us. And I, you know what? I was shocked when it passed the House. I have to be honest with you. I was. Because, look, you could say a lot about the Black community in general being very progressive and very liberal. But when it comes to the sexually explicit things, right, like the drag queen story time, you know, transitioning of children, there is a limit. There's a limit because there's still a lot of those in the Black community that are still going to church every Sunday. And they're not really down with the shenanigans when it comes to exposing kids to certain things. And I don't know if you guys noticed that. And possibly you're in the Black community, and you know that for a fact. But hopefully that is made very clear. And I have pointed it out on X a couple of times. You know, when it came to the drag queen story time, you know, all that stuff, all that jazz. Do you know which kids you didn't see there at those story times? You didn't see Black kids. You didn't see Black kids. Because that's not a thing. I'm telling you right now. Yes, you could say that the subculture in the Black community is over-sexualization, stuff like that. Of course you can say that, right? Whether it's rap music, Cardi B, you name it. Yes. But when it comes to the kids, we draw the line, okay? And especially when it comes to whether it's trans, and I will even say many individuals when it comes to the gay community in general, You don't see a ton of Black families that subscribe to that. And I think I noted to you because, you know, we were talking about, you know, Mayor Pete or former Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, the fact that he's now going to be running for Senate. And I, you know, I talk about this in some of my circles, and it's still the same thing as when he ran for the Oval Office in 2020. There are a lot of Black women that are not going to vote for a gay man to be in office. And you know, that Black woman vote is huge in many areas. It's just not going to happen. And so I just hope people understand, you know, there is a tipping point. There is a point where you could go too far. You can go too far. And I just, that's why I say there's always hope. There's always hope. And if you missed it, we were speaking to Fitzgerald Mofer, and I got a text here. I was asking me, let's see. This is from Steve. Steve wanted to know how he could follow him. He is on X, and the his handle is Fitzgerald Mofer, FitzGeraldMofor. Now, Fitzgerald is a Republican, and as you heard, if you were listening, he ran for school board this last time around. He's born and raised in Montgomery County. His parents are immigrants from Cameroon. And his father is an immigration attorney and has been for over 30 years. And they support legal migration, not illegal migration. And that's huge because there's a lot of immigration attorneys out there that are supporting those that are here illegally. And they are fighting for those that are here illegally. On the other side of that, Fitzgerald's family, his father is not. He's on the legal side Okay. So when you hear about Attorney General Anthony Brown and others saying, oh, we're going to get legal counsel for these illegal immigrants, you won't find Fitzgerald's dad's there. He's not going to be there. It's just those that believe that it's fine to be an illegal immigrant and they get paid for it no matter what, so they don't care. We need people that have principles. We need people that have values and standards. And it sounds to me that Fitz comes from a family that has all of those things. Now, you heard there he was 28. He's only 28 years old. Went to University of Alabama, Birmingham, played football. I'm telling you right now, this is what I'm doing, you know, I guess you could say in the off season here. I'm trying to put together a team. We have to have a team here. The bench has to be deep. And we have to come up with, you know, people and individuals like Fitz where a Democrat, you know, they've got nothing to say. What could you say to him that didn't make sense right there? And he said, I'm sympathetic about this. I'm empathetic about that. And, you know, that's not me. I can give a damn. I don't care. I don't care at all. That's probably why I don't do so well with Democrat voters. But, you know, it's you got to stay to the rule of law. And that's why a lot of these families migrate here through the legal process, because they love the fact that, you know, America's a land of opportunity. You heard he say he started a business 2 years ago, which supports the transportation issues that we have in this state, which is, you know, a ton, which is also, you know what, it's kind of smart, too, because, I mean, I'm sure he was watching the supply chain issues. And then when the bridge, the key bridge fell, I'm sure he was probably like, all right, now what do we do here? I mean, look, we got to make sure we support those that are true Republicans, true conservatives. As you heard there, he supports Trump and Elon Musk and everything that they're doing. And I'm also I have my eye on another young lady down in Calvert County, believe it or not. She and her husband are farmers, and she ran for school board last time around as well. I'm going to try to get her on the show. I don't know if she'll come in studio because, you know, she's a bit far, but who knows? But a very sweet woman, former teacher herself. You know, there are people across the state, they might be a little apprehensive about running for office because, look, as Fitz mentioned, they will dig in your past, they will dig into your family, they will dig into everything. But, you know, if you get over that initial shock, you know, and you don't have all these skeletons in your closet, you can do it. I know at first it seems tough. It seems tough, but you can do it. All right. I did want to get into some of these other stories here. There's a lot going on right now. Let's see. I did want to mention Delegate Nino Mangione, because I did mention this yesterday. And yeah, Brian, yes, they will dig into your past if you're a Republican. Yeah. If you're a Democrat, it doesn't seem to matter, right? That comes out later after you're in office. Oh, he did what? Well, he's in the seat now. Who cares? Well, Delegate Nino Mangione, he is pushing Maryland immigration bill to end sanctuary city policies. And that's also what Fitz was talking about. Even though Montgomery County isn't technically a sanctuary city, they operate as a sanctuary city. Republican Delegate Nino Mangione, and you can go to WCBM.com if you want to read more about this. And Baltimore County has introduced House Bill 85, dubbed as the Rachel Warren Act, aimed at prohibiting sanctuary policies across Maryland. The bill was presented to the Judiciary Committee on Wednesday. This legislation would require counties to fully cooperate with federal immigration authorities regarding individuals unlawfully present in the United States. Sanctuary policies can be deadly, they are dangerous, and they need to end. That is what Delegate Nino Mangione said during the hearing. All right, so the bill's name honors Rachel Moran, and we've talked about her many times on the show, out of Harford County, a mother of five, who was found deceased near a hiking trail in August of 2023. The suspect in her murder, Victor Martinez Hernandez, is reportedly a citizen of El Salvador who entered the United States illegally after being connected to another murder in El Salvador. Delegate Nino Mangione says, it may not bring Rachel Moran back. I pray for her family. But the fact is, the hopes of this bill is to ensure nothing like this ever happens again. And I agree 100%. Again, that's House Bill 85 that was introduced on Wednesday of last week. We'll keep our eye on it. You know, at this point, if you don't pass this, let's be honest. If you don't pass this, if you vote against this, are you not a traitor? Are you not a traitor? Because, you know, whose side are you on here? Are you on the side of the illegal immigrants that are dangerous and killing individuals? Are you on the side of Rachel Moran or Kayla or Lake and Riley? Or, you know, whose side are you on here? I would think that you would be on the side of the innocent victim that is an American citizen that was going about their day. And I'll never forget when Rachel Moran, all that happened, she was on a jog on a trail. And to be honest with you, after that, I was very hesitant about jogging outside. Because as you guys know, it's like 5:30 in the morning. It's still dark outside. And it's just like, you know, you shouldn't have to feel this way. And for some of us, jogging, you know, is about our health and we have to do it. And so when I saw that, I thought, this is crazy. But then I also, after that, I saw that, you know what? Our elected officials weren't really jumping into action here in the state. Now, I know, you know, on a national level, they hib and haw about everything. But I thought, here in the state of Maryland, how do you not jump into action? So, you know, bravo to you, Doug, at Nino Mangione. I hope that House Bill 85 is passed by the House, the Senate, and then signed into law by Governor Wes Moore. We'll keep our eye on that. I did want to get to Dan Bongino. We talked about the fact that he's now the new deputy there for the FBI, working with Cash Patel. And again, he's taking a huge pay cut. Huge pay cut. I know some people are like, Cam, it's just money. I don't know. He was making millions. I mean, think about it. He ran for office. He went through so much running for office here in Maryland. And I know how hard it can be. You know, then he was with Fox News. He was with WCBM for a time. And now he's got this podcast that is very successful. He's at, you know, the top of the charts every single week. And he's walking away from it to basically assist Cash Patel and President Trump on getting our country back. These are the people that I love, by the way. I want you to take a listen because, of course, yesterday he had his final podcast episode and he was very emotional giving this message. Take a listen.
How do you start today's show? No, I howl. Jasmine's sitting there kind of laughing. Like, what do you say? Hey, guys, Monday morning. Well, let me give you a weekend update. Quite the weekend update. Kind of probably the most interesting weekend update ever. And the interesting thing about this weekend update is producer Jim, at least on the radio show, is not going to have to run the let's take a brief interlude into Dan's personal life because my personal life is no longer personal. Folks, I'm sure by now you've heard the news. Wait, do I have it? Oh, no, I already took it. Sorry. Someone gave me the man card. Gave me like an actual man card one day. Like it's a little, looks like a credit card. Kind of a joke, obviously. So let me just turn that in right now because this may be a little bit emotional and let me apologize in advance. I was home last night and I'm sitting there, I was watching a show. I didn't even know what I was watching, Food That Built America or something like that. And I was falling asleep because it had been a really long day. Now you know why. And some of you kind of understand why the show had a different tone over the last couple of weeks. And I got a call from the president and he couldn't have been nicer. And I obviously keep the contents of it between us, but I think you get the gist about what it was about. And kind of broke down a bit because it was, this is now real. So President, Attorney General Bondi, and now Director, gosh, that sounds good to say, FBI Director Cash Patel offered this role, a role I expressed an interest in. And ladies and gentlemen, I told you, you see, it's hard for me. I'm going to accept the role proudly as the deputy director of the number two spot at the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Folks, it's a lot to walk away from. I will tell you everything what happened within reason, and then I got a show to do, and I'm going to tell you what's going to happen with the show. So it's going to be a pretty wild ride today. Man, do we have a lot to talk about. I'm going to play for you in the beginning, too, a speech I gave that someone sent to me from 11 years ago. And you'll see why I decided to make this decision. So a lot to do today. Thank you so much for kind of a big audience here right away out of the shoot. So thank you very much. I love you guys. And Bongino Army out there, I hope you understand. I got a couple of negative comments, you know, Dan, you should let us know. I hope you understand about this. This is not my, you do not ever get ahead of the President of the United States, the Attorney General, and the Director of the FBI. You don't do that. Not when you take positions like that. It's not the right thing to do. So now you understand.
All right. And that is Dan Bongino. Very emotional opening to his show just yesterday. And I'm sure his audience will still be there, the Bongino Army. But, you know, he really is a good guy. And the last time I saw him, like I said, I was at his birthday party in December, and I saw that delegate Brian Chisholm, he posted the picture of us all together. I didn't want to post it because, you know, Dan has like a drink in his hand and, you know, he's about to be the deputy FBI director. I didn't want to post him, but, you know, Brian and he are very close, along with Brian Chisholm's wife. They're all very close to the Bongino family. And so he said, oh, it's fine. So he posted it, but I wish Dan the best of luck, and hopefully we'll get him on the show and talk to him about, you know, things that he's dealing with over there. But it's a huge sacrifice. He has two beautiful daughters, a beautiful wife, and I'm sure there's a lot that's going to go into this because now he's going to be in D.C. He's in Florida. He's in Palm Beach right now enjoying life, and now he's going up there. All right, we get back. We'll talk about Vivek Ramaswamy. He also had a big announcement yesterday.
Glenn Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business for over a half a century, and it's about time the two premier transmission service companies have teamed up. Whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glenn Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You'll get the same courteous, professional, and expert service from both companies. Free area towing and financing is available. Call Glenn Burnie Transmissions at 410-766-8500 or gbt-online.com. Or call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700 or jjt-online.com. Glenn Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avacincaptad pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Red Eye Radio is live.
Gary and Eric, the way you so beautifully express your anger and frustration, you serve like a substitute relief valve for my own anger and frustration and outrage.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night. Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, we're just listening there to the farewell message from Dan Bongino. And it, like, you can hear it in his voice. He obviously doesn't want to walk away from his audience. You know, they build this rapport, and you know, after a while, you feel like that you and your audience are like your friends. And I know that probably sounds really weird and strange, but I don't know if you guys ever noticed, like, even when some of you call often, I'm like, oh, hey, so-and-so. Or like Christopher in Kanesville, we can text over. And that's why I said I don't know where Marty is, you know, because Marty usually texts all day, and I'm getting worried about Marty, and I probably should not be, but I don't know why he's not texting right now. And so, you know, you build this relationship that's like no other, right? And I understand where Dan Bongino is coming from, but also, you know, for him, and he did play the speech from 11 years ago that he mentioned in that clip, And it talked about things that he would do to change the way that the FBI operated in a way that was, I guess, you know, just more pro we the people, you know, less we the swamp. So it's, you know, it's tough. I know that it's tough. But I'm glad that he did it. I really am glad. So we'll see what happens. We'll keep our eyes on it. I did want to tell you about the big announcement yesterday from Vivek Ramaswamy. I don't know how long this clip is. I can't remember. Do I have time to play the Vivek clip? Yep. So we'll take a listen.
I am honored to announce my candidacy to serve as the next governor of the state of Ohio. President Trump is reviving our conviction in America. We require a leader here at home who will revive our conviction in Ohio. And that is why today I am honored to announce that I am running to be the next governor of a great state at the heart of the greatest nation known to mankind, the state where I was born and raised, the state where Apoorva and I raise our two sons today. A state whose best days are still ahead. I am honored to announce my candidacy to serve as the next governor of the state of Ohio. I will lead Ohio to be the top state in the country to start and grow a new business. I will lead Ohio to be the top state in the country to raise a young family. I'll lead Ohio to be the top state in the country where our kids get a world-class education in math, reading, writing, critical thinking, and physical education. I will lead Ohio to be the top state in the country where we give our kids the toolkit to think of themselves not as victims, but as victors in a competitive global economy. We will lead Ohio to be the top state in the country where we embrace capitalism and meritocracy instead of apologizing for it. We will lead Ohio to be the top state in the country that takes a hatchet to red tape, overregulation, and bureaucracy. We will lead Ohio to be the top state in the country where we lead the way in the sectors of the future, from semiconductors to aerospace. Look at where we are today. How about this company, guys? Love this, in the heart of Butler County. An aerospace company leading us to the future, all the way to AI and the other sectors of our future. I will lead Ohio to be the top state in the country where patriots across America actually flock to instead of Florida and Texas. I will lead Ohio to be the state of excellence in America.
And there you have it. Vivek Ramaswamy, former presidential candidate, is running for governor in the state of Ohio. Sounds really good. Look, if there are people we're looking at in 2028 to take on people like Governor Wes Moore, that's one of those people, Vivek Ramaswamy. So we'll continue to watch that. If you want to weigh in about Dan Bongino and others coming up next, you can do so.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The House expects you to vote today on a budget bill, one that would advance major elements of President Trump's agenda, including more money for border security. The president endorsing the latest candidate to announce a gubernatorial bid in Ohio, Mr. Trump endorsing former DOGE co-chair Vivek Ramaswamy. Democrats facing a lack of enthusiasm among some major donors, they're dismayed over the party's losses last year. Florida Governor DeSantis launching a state version of DOGE on a mission similar to that of the Trump Department of Government Efficiency. French President Macron calls President Trump a game changer when it comes to hopes for finally ending the war in Ukraine. And Apple shareholders have rejected a proposal to scrap the company's DEI programs. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 47 points, NASDAQ off 374. This is SRN News.
Sports. Orioles were a long ball hitting machine a year ago, second to the Yanks and Dingers, two ahead of the Dodgers. This year, manager Brandon Hyde would like to see a little more small ball.
I'd like to see us bunt for a hit a little bit more. I'd like to see us run a little bit more this year also. A lot of it's personnel driven as well, but I would like to see us definitely run more.
Birds tied for 18th in the majors last year with 98 steals. Apparently, there's some pushback to the tush push in the NFL circles. The Athletic and CBS Sports reporting this morning that it's the Green Bay Packers pushing the ban of the play, popularized by the Eagles. The league will talk about it at the Combine this week in Indianapolis and could vote on it next month at the NFL winter meetings in Palm Beach. And finally, one of the longest losing streaks in college sports history is over. The University of Maryland Eastern Shore, that's UMES, snapped a 55-game baseball losing streak on Saturday with a 14-7 win over Towson. UMES went the entire 2024 campaign without a win. They were 0-48. Their last win was in May of 2023. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Milkman returns. And that is Stein on Sports.
The Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace and Exhibition Hall. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with trusted local experts. Step into spring as you stroll through the blossoming feature gardens. Plus, see Leslie Davis and Lindsay Lamb from HGTV's Unsellable Houses March 7th and 8th. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
These temperatures are a welcome break from winter's chill. It stays mild all week long. Sunny with a few clouds today, 62. Overnight, mid to upper 30s. Tomorrow, blue skies and near 60. Thursday, that's our next chance for some rain. Showers are scattered, but temperatures still mild, 62 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Tap into your well-being with Audible audiobooks, podcasts, and originals. Expand your life with expert insight and motivation for better health, habits, relationships, finance, and more. Start listening free when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audible.com.
Guess what? Discover's accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. You heard right, 99%. If you don't think so, maybe it's time to face facts. You're stuck in the past. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report, discover.com/credit card.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from their professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today, or just stop by the store nearest you.
Hey, Charlie Kirk here. Be sure to tune in to WCBM for the best of the Charlie Kirk Show every Sunday from 4 to 7 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 in Harford County.
All right, we're covering a lot today on this show. We were talking about Dan Bongino and his emotional farewell speech in his last episode yesterday. And then, of course, we're talking about Vivek Ramaswamy. He's now running for governor in Ohio. And I mean it when I say that somebody like Vivek is somebody that I would put up against, you know, a Governor Wes Moore. And you know what? I'd also put a J.D. Vance up against Governor Wes Moore. I think, you know, once people get past, like, you know, his smile and, you know, that part of his charisma, I think he's very surface. I don't think there's a ton of substance. So if he was in a debate, and you know, you can't avoid a debate at that level. If he was in a debate with Vivek, I mean, just think about that. He would fillet him. It would be over before it starts. And I think same thing with J.D. Vance. I wasn't quite sure about J.D. Vance until I saw him more on the campaign trail. And then, of course, during the debate with Tim Walz. Then I was like, okay, this guy's, yeah, he's the real deal. I know some people want to weigh in about Dan Bongino, and of course I want you to as well. I got, I got Rob in Dundalk. Rob, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah. Hi, Kim. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
Yeah, just so much good stuff now. I kind of got twisted where I was that eventually going to talk about. But Dan, I consider myself like a Dan Bongino Army kind of guy. You know, I love Dan, so he's going to be great and just amazing. Though he's going to, he was about to be, like, he pretty much is one of the biggest, you know, he has the biggest audience out there on podcasts and stuff, but he's getting bigger and bigger. But Dan's a real American, and I just think we should all be just so happy to be living in America at this time. And about the immigration and stuff, it's like we have to start teaching our children that it's a gift to be an American, you know, so we're all Americans. It's got to be – it was just so much with Vivek, too. I love him so much. It was so much. I got overwhelmed there for a minute. So, yeah, and overall to me, though, it's just like, we have to be – proud to be American, and you know, goes with like Vivek and all of how proud, and you know, it's yeah. like you know, it's not a color, it's a thing, you know. So
right.
it's a beautiful thing, man. It's just like but yeah, your last caller, I think what I called about, and I might have to leave with that. I kind of mixed up there because yeah, with Danny and all that going, that he's a great person, and we got good times ahead. So. It's like, yeah, we have to get Maryland straight, though. That's where I live. It just, it's just brutal. It's brutal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and in Dundalk, you guys seen a lot over the years.
Yeah, it's just terrible.
There's
no way to grow, no way to get along, try to even get along the way they divide. It's just horrible. But,
yeah.
You know, I live right next door to, you know, it sounds funny, but whatever it is. I live next door to a black guy. His name's my name, Rob. So we love each other. You know, his kids look up to me. But it's like these dopes just don't know. You know, they want to keep pushing that, but.
It's not that way.
It's not that way. If you would believe in the rule of law and everything, all went the same thing, you know. So.
Right, right. No, you're absolutely right about that, Rob. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you.
All right. Thanks for having my call.
Yep, of course, of course. And so, yeah, the racial divide, and many people note this, too. And I remember doing a post on social media because I was on a flight to Rhode Island. And then I get off my plane, and it was just funny because this whole time, it was a day where and I can't remember exactly what the topic was, but it was like, you know, the Democrats were really pushing hard how divided we were as a country. And it was funny because everybody on my flight and then when I got off the flight, like you didn't see any of that in real life. Right. It didn't matter. Everybody was like, hello. Everybody's polite to one another. We had know who each other were. And, you know, it's just like they push this in the media. They push in other ways. But that's just not real life. And I'm glad that we're now, you know, really just being ourselves here. And, I hate the political correctness. Remember, they were always like, oh, you got to say happy holidays. Can't say Merry Christmas. It's like, you know what? I grew up saying Merry Christmas. If Merry Christmas doesn't apply to you, then it doesn't apply to you. All right. If somebody came up to me and said happy Hanukkah, I would say, you know what? Happy Hanukkah. You know, like, because maybe that's what they celebrate. I don't care. I don't care. It's just, it's so bizarre to me that we've gotten caught up in such the dumbest things. Meanwhile, crime is out of control. Inflation is out of control. Kids not learning in schools, that's out of control. All of these things are out of control, but they're worried about just the smallest thing. They're so easily amused. It makes me believe that we really are surrounded by idiots, right? It's like the IQ is so low. This is what they're talking about. Think of all the problems you have in Baltimore City. And here's Mayor Scott. I got to write this letter because you know, like I know, we're going to fight it back against Donald Trump. He's taking away DEI. Like, are you kidding me? DEI? Who are you advocating for in Baltimore City when it comes to DEI? Most of the city is black. What are you talking about? Nobody's getting looked over in Baltimore City for being black. The city's black. It's so stupid. It's annoying. It's frustrating. All right, something else frustrating. Yes, 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 yes. We've been talking about Congressman Byron Donalds and how he will most likely run for governor in the state of Florida. Well, Governor Ron DeSantis and his wife, Casey, they've got other plans, apparently. They just didn't let us in on it. I got some audio here. This is Governor Ron DeSantis at an event just yesterday. Take a listen.
Trump endorsed Byron Donalds in the 2026 governor's race. Do you also plan to endorse the congressman? And if not, who are you looking at and why?
You know, my view is Donald Trump just got into office. I want these congressmen focused on enacting his agenda. They haven't done very much yet. They're not putting his executive orders into place. We'll see what they do on the spending. But we have such a narrow majority that to be trying to campaign other places and missing these votes, I think is not something that's advisable at all. And so the reality is, you know, we've achieved victories in Florida. We need to start achieving those victories up there. So I think people look at it and say, you know, you got a guy like Byron, he just hasn't been a part of any of the victories that we've had here over the left over these last years. He's just not been a part of it. He's been in other states campaigning, doing that, and that's fine. But okay, well then deliver results up there. You know, that's what I wanna see. I wanna see them delivering results for the people of Florida. We deliver it here all the time. For the people of Florida, and that's what we need to be doing. And so, you know, I've said I'm going to be, you know, raising money. We're going to be looking to have somebody that's going to be able to continue and build off the success that we've had here in Florida. I think a lot of people think somehow the battle's been won and you don't have to worry about it. We could revert very quickly. That could happen, 100%. And so it really needs to be, okay, are you going to be somebody that's going to fight for people, especially when it's not easy? Have you been willing to get in and get involved in these big battles that we've had and have won over these many years? And if you're not willing to do that, then I think we are going to see this state revert. So I would not take anything for granted. I know people have we've had hundreds of thousands of people move here specifically because of the policies that we have. And I think that that's something that you should not take for granted. This is not necessarily something that just goes on autopilot. And it's just something that I think is really, really important. So my thing is, yes, we've achieved these victories. We have more to do. But you got to solidify that, and then you got to take it to the next level. And that's really what the name of the game is.
All right. That was Governor Ron DeSantis. Now, I will note, he was having this huge event because he's talking about ending property taxes altogether in the state of Florida. My, oh, my. Wouldn't you wish to have Ron DeSantis as your governor, right, as our property taxes continue to rise? Well, anyways, that's what the event was about. But Congressman Byron Donalds, it's no secret that he was endorsed by President Trump, and he's been talking about running for governor there in Florida quite some time. So now the rumor is that Governor Ron DeSantis is supporting his wife, Casey DeSantis, because apparently she's going to throw her hat in the ring. Now, I thought it was a little on the petty side, because I agreed with him, Ron DeSantis, on the fact where he said, look, we've got a slim majority already in the House and the Senate on Capitol Hill. I don't want Byron Donalds missing any votes. That is a fact. That is true. I feel the same way. This is why I supported Governor Ron DeSantis not appointing Corey Mills to the Senate seat. Because he's right. We need every freaking vote we have right now in D.C. to be in D.C. Okay? And so I thought he was right about that, even though I do like Corey, but that made more sense. And I think we talked about it on the show. He said, but the petty part was, oh, well, Byron hasn't been a part of the wins here in Florida, and he's been traveling to other states. Well, I will say, first of all, he's been a part of the wins across the country because he's been to all of the swing states and he has been traveling with President Trump. And he did a lot, even with the Black Conservative Federation, visiting many different cities that did raise their level of minority votes for President Trump. He was on that tour bus that was going around. And so to say that he wasn't part of the wins in Florida, I'm almost certain they were there in Florida in certain areas as well, even Miami-Dade and parts of the Orlando area. So, you know, I'm not so sure what Governor Ron DeSantis meant by that. But, you know, if he's going to end up supporting his wife, then I can understand why he said it. I guess I look at Casey DeSantis and I'm not so certain what makes her so qualified over Byron Donalds. I'm not saying that she's not qualified as an individual in general. But if you're comparing resumes here, if I was a voter and I was all about America first, I guess I would be going towards Byron Donalds. But maybe Casey has been involved in things that I'm not aware of. And that could be. I did try to research her a little bit online. I got Dan in New Hampshire. Dan, you wanted to talk about the DeSantis family?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Up here in the primary, we know everything, okay? And I fought hard on the ground for Trump, okay? And I sat down after the primary with Byron Donalds, okay, for an hour to 2 hours after the primary, and we talked about Florida. And let me tell you, this guy is brilliant economically, intelligently, and Florida yet to have the best governor, because that was Kristi Noem. But that being said, I'm telling you, this guy is awesome. He's a 100 A-plus voter. Byron Donalds is the man. And this Ron DeSantis has been dirty. You know, people talk about selling out, okay? Corrupt Joe Biden sold love in his first year. I talked about this in an interview in the primary. And Ron DeSantis sold out in his very first year when he was running as a congressman, just like Corrupt Joe, okay? And if you want to, don't believe me, go look. There's an interview where Ron DeSantis is asked, who was the most inspirational person you ever met? His answer is Bush 41, who used to push the New World Order in his speeches, okay? President Trump talked about, okay, Ron DeSantis, when he was in U.S. Congress, how he voted against American Social Security and Medicare. Tell me, on top of it, he voted for China and TPP because he was bought and paid for by China back then.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable. And everything he does is scripted. Look, Now, look at the people that run his campaign. Let's not forget, in 2016, Ted Cruz, along with Jeff Rowe and Ken Cuccinelli, orchestrated the unsuccessful scheme to steal the nomination from Trump, okay? And both Jeff Rowe and Ken Cuccinelli were in the Never Back Down Rat Pack, along with Kyle Rove, Avery Flagstaff, Adam Laxalt, and his father is heavily tied to the Bushes, okay? The Marx, these are all shields of the Marxist globalist Bushes, okay? You got Paul Ryan, Reese Priebus, Ed Rollins, we're all involved. And when you're talking Paul Ryan, okay, Kyle Rove, and Avery Flagstaff, that they're tight. He was getting help from Fox Corp, okay, Viacom, Fox Communications, okay, and they set up interviews for him, and they try. It's scripted. It's everything he does is scripted. Look at what Tel Aviv Ronnie went to Israel.
Well, Dan, Dan, I will definitely look into all that real quick before I let you go here. So, do you support? Obviously, you support Byron Donalds. But you said you did a lot of research here. Casey DeSantis, does she have similar views as Ron, or does she seem a little more conservative to you?
No good. I mean, when you're tied to China, when you're Ron DeSantis has given kickbacks, okay, and she know if I know it, she knows it to China in Florida. He even signed a bill, okay, before he announced his presidency. Okay, that he could remain on as governor while he campaigned for president on Florida taxpayers' back. I go that who that was a conflict of interest. Okay, only Ron DeSantis benefited that and from that and enriched himself.
Well, Dan,
okay?
I appreciate you. I appreciate you always sharing so much with us. I hope that you have a great week. Thank you.
Check out the $2 million on the plane that he rents from a Chinese company.
Okay, I will definitely check that out. Thank you, Dan, so much calling in from New Hampshire. You know, look, of course I support Congressman Byron Donalds. Just so you know, Congressman Matt Gaetz, or I should say former Congressman Matt Gaetz, he then tweeted out a tweet. I guess, is that what you call it on X now? He put out a post. I wish they never changed the name. It's a bit confusing. He put out a post on X saying to Governor Ron DeSantis, sir, you must have a short memory for all the hard work that both myself and Congressman Byron Donalds did to make sure that you were elected governor. And so that was a big thing when Ron was running. And if you recall, President Trump brought that up to Ron DeSantis even during the presidential election. And, you know, it's, look, it is tough because he's in a spot where if his wife wants to be in that seat, I think, honestly, he just wants to, you know, prolong his term. But I don't see how Casey could take on somebody like Byron Donalds, even before he even announces he's got Trump's endorsement. So Byron Donalds is going to raise a ton of money for the seat. Tom, I got about a minute. You wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, I'm just going to say people in New Hampshire are born to bread and to politics, and they know politics. And the last caller is exactly right. I do not trust Lady Macbeth or her uxoric husband. They remind me of the McCains, of John McCain. You're going right down that road when you're going with DeSantis.
Oh, Tom, you know what? You're right. I've seen other people say the same thing. You're right about that. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you. Thank you. You know what? When we get back, I do have a little bit of sound to play for you. I hope that I have time. Will I have time when I get back? All right. I don't usually like to take glee in anyone's downfall. And that's not what I'm doing. It's not what I'm doing. But I have a personal story to share with you, along with some audio from Joyanne Reed. In case you missed it yesterday, her show was canceled. And I will say, you know what? Laura Loomer put out a pretty good post. She said, did you notice that a lot of these people that were making millions upon millions at MSNBC and other places, they're now getting the can now that they're going through the USAID money? I didn't even think about that. I did not put two and two together. But I'm not surprised. And so she got the can, Joyanne Reed, Lester Holt. There's an entire list now, but she was crying. She posted about it. So we'll go into that. Also, real quick before we go to the break, Dan Crenshaw, the representative out of Texas, he's in hot water again. So he was at this guy. He was at CPAC and he was answering some questions. And as he was getting up, the interviewer asked him about Tucker Carlson, because Dan Crenshaw and Tucker, they fight all the time, apparently. But as he was getting up, he was taking off the microphone, but it wasn't turned off. And Dan Crenshaw said, if I see Tucker Carlson, I'm going to axe him. I'm going to, you know, take him out. And the interviewer actually asked him again. He's like, wait a minute, what'd you say? And Dan Crenshaw said, I'm going to take him out. Like, you know, he's going to say the K word. He's going to take him out. And that interviewer then posted it online. And everybody is jumping all on top of Dan Crenshaw. They're like, dude, you're such a rhino. I will just say this. I don't know why Dan puts himself in these positions. I've met Dan a couple times. He's not a bad guy. And he votes 90% of the time with President Trump and other Republicans. But he puts himself, it's all self-inflicted. I don't know why he wants to have beef with absolutely everybody. But anyways, in case you missed the new drama on X, that's the drama right now. Dan Crenshaw and Tucker Carlson fighting. Tucker did respond and said, come on, guys. He said, come on, I'll take you anytime. Come on my show. So they're actually fighting. All right, when we get back, we'll talk about Joy Ann Reid.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it. We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
The challenges our planet's animals are facing sometimes feel a bit heavy.
The animals haven't eaten in a day, 2 days, they haven't drank anything, they're cold, they're dehydrated.
But remember, there's good happening right now. At home.
All right, we were able to get into your unit and we have all four of your cats. So,
okay. And around the world for any animal, any disaster. Search IFA.org/disaster ready.
The Rob Carson Show.
USAID is one of the organizations that funded the BLM riots that killed 30 people and caused $2 billion in damage. They used George Floyd's death, not murder, to destroy Donald Trump's presidency. And oh, Thor's hammer is coming down. God's hammer is coming down. Justice is coming for the people who did this to us.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. You know what? Again, thank you, Doug and Mark Fisher, for coming on the show earlier today and talking about HB 380. We'll keep our eyes on that bill, putting condoms in elementary schools. We'll also want to thank Fitz Mofer for coming up from Montgomery County. He previously ran for school board, and he's only 28 years old, and I think he has a bright future ahead. Christopher in Kaysville just texted me the text line and says, yes, Fitz is awesome. I agree. And I also just posted the picture Fitz and I took on my socials before he left the studio. So please go and follow Fitz. I think you'll be very impressed. Very smart. Very, very smart. All right. Joy Ann Reid. Of course, she was in tears. She's lost her big gig. She was paid millions of dollars to talk about absolutely nothing. Take a listen.
My show had value, and that, I'm sorry, that what I was doing had value. And in the end, I'm sorry, I try not to cry on TV, and I say this is kind of like me on TV, so I apologize. And then it mattered. I see Karen is there, and she's been texting me as well. And so what I will just say is, that in the end, thank you. Where I land is that the moment that of guilt that I felt that I went hard on so many issues, whether it was the Black Lives Matter issues of a young baby or a mom or a dad that was killed, or when we opened up people's eyes to the fact that Asian Americans were being targeted and not just Black folks, that. Or went hard for immigrants who've done nothing but come to this country like my parents did and try to make a life and defended them. Or whether we've talked about what the president is doing that is subversive to the Constitution, that is injurious to our liberty, you know, defending books that people find inconvenient, you know, that Nicole Hannah Jones put into our spirit that we need to understand 1619 as the real founding of this country, whether it's talking about any of these issues, and yes, whether it's talking about Gaza and the fact that we as the American people have a right to object, to have a right to object to little babies being bombed. And where I come down on that is I'm not sorry. I am not sorry that I stood up for those things, because those things are of God. And you know, I'm a church girl too. And those are the things that I was taught were of God. And so I'm not sorry. I'm just proud of my show.
That was Joy Ann Reid, and she jumped online so she could put up this video of her crying as she loses her contract, her multi-million dollar contract, to spread hate on MSNBC. I love how she said, oh, my show had value. In the comments, I said, narrator, in fact, her show had no value. I think it was great that she kept saying that over and over again. Like, did you get anything valuable off of her show? I mean, we got some gems when it comes to, you know, some of the audio clips of her freaking out and acting crazy. I will say my personal story with Joy Ann Reid, this happened years ago, back in 2019. You know what? It was 2018. And they were mad because I was going on the Roland Martin show. And I say they, Joy Ann Reid and April Ryan. And they were texting this guy, Dr. Christopher Messler, about me. And they said, have you seen this Kim Klasick? Have you seen what she posts on Instagram and all this other stuff? They were like, she tries to be too sexy. You need to call her and tell her to stop posting all these selfies all the time. And so she actually wanted me, like, I saw the post, like the text, he screenshotted it. She actually wanted me to delete pictures of myself. I said, what is it? Because they're ugly? Is that what's going on here? I said, go ahead and text her back. She said, no. Ridiculous. Oh, the ridiculousness. Joy, I hope you find a new job soon. It won't be here on WCBM. As always, Brian, thank you for a great show. And I'll talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years,